Okay, welcome. Lovely to be with you all. Holger, hello, and Ali. Hi, Ali, Rochelle, Frank. Hi, Chris, and Karen, George, Holly. So welcome to the totality of your experience. Meaning no need to make any distinctions right now. Sensation may appear to you, a bodily sensation. A thought. An image. They appear effortlessly. There is no personal will. And they appear in the same space. Borderless awareness. Nothing that you need to do. Awareness is seamless. Meaning, that it is not divided in part of that which appears is me and part of that which appears is not me. Everything that appears to you appears equally. It appears equally as awareness. It's the same awareness which perceives a sensation of your feet on the ground and perceives the sound of traffic. The same space, the same presence, which perceives hearing these words and perceives a sensation of hunger or perceives the oak tree in the yard. Given everything that you perceive, all perceptions, all sensations, and all thoughts appear equally in the same space, it is a personal choice to say that perceptions of the body is me, and the perception of the oak tree is not me. Because the oak tree is an equal appearance to the appearance of your body. When you look at your hand, when you look at the oak tree, they're both equal perceptions. When you look at the sensation of your back against the couch, the memory of your grandparents, both the sensation of your back against the couch and the memory of your parents are equal appearances. They appear in the same aware space. And yet we say, I am the body, but I am not the image of my grandparents. I am not the image of New York City that appears to me. When you take a closer look, you will find that there are, in fact, no actual divisions or separations, and that the divisions and separations are purely conceptual. We choose separation. And having chosen it, we experience it and feel it and live it. We separate ourselves as a person, a man, a woman. The senses of the body are already programmed to distinguish between a river and a mountain, between a lion and a cat. Between a fruit that's edible and that which is not edible. The body is already programmed to navigate in the world. We learn not to put our hand in the fire. Not to jump in the pool if we don't know how to swim. But these distinctions at the body-mind level do not refer to awareness. Awareness, I, consciousness. Perceive. Perceptions, sensations, thoughts in the same space of awareness, equally. You do not need to define yourself as a certain set of perceptions or a certain set of sensations. In order to function in the world, it is actually an impediment to harmonious functioning. This conceptual separation between me and not me is felt at the body level as a sense of limitation, isolation, powerlessness, vulnerability. Not the vulnerability of the body in front of a lion, but the vulnerability of I, of the self, of consciousness, which is not vulnerable. So I am presence, awareness. I am the wind. I am the sunshine. I am the sound of traffic. I am the butterfly. I am the hum of the airplane. I am the breath. I am the cosmos. I am borderless awareness. I am thou. I am it. I am that. And I am I. I am not a thing. Things appear out of I, to I, within I, as I. Thus, not being a thing, everything is I. I am the creator and the perceiver, not a created object, not a form, not a limited body mind. I am not this nor that, and yet this and that are my very self. Nothing is outside of myself. Myself is not within anything. The body appears to me. The mountains appear to me. The wind appears to me. The sound of this voice appears to me. I do not appear, but without I, nothing appears. Thus, appearance is I and relies on I, depends on I, is inherent to I. Does not have a reality of its own outside of I. I refers to being. Being is aware. Aware that it is. Aware of its creation, creative potential. there is only one being, one reality, unopposed by some other reality. Complete freedom. Nothing lacking to the reality of being. Nothing that is being sought after.